Good morning. My guest this morning is Robert Lunsford, and he is a musician, and we will be talking about Bastille Day. Allons enfants de la patrie.
What? Ah, yes.
Okay. Tell us about this Bastille Day celebration on the very day at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Well, it's actually become kind of a tradition. I think we've done this concert probably maybe the last 5 out of 6 years. And it's traditional that we have both groups. We have two groups coming in, Un Du Trois and La Guinguette. And each group will perform one set of music, French music, for Bastille Day celebration.
How did you become involved in this concentration on French music?
Well, I play the accordion, and I was playing traditional Irish music for quite a while, and then I really got interested in the French music. I really always loved the French musette waltzes. So I started learning some more tunes and some traditional tunes, and I really started wanting to play that music. So I put together the first trio, Un Du Trois, and we played for quite a while. And then we played at Aquas Cafe, Un Du Trois did, and the owner there, John Crowley, he said, well, you really need to meet this Christiane that I know. She's a French singer from France, and he's the one that put us two together, and then that formed the second group, La Guinguette.
Wonderful. So have you accrued other groups? Have other people become interested?
Well, I'm also in another group called Sono Musette, which is a bigger five-piece band, but we're on kind of a hiatus right now. We hope to be performing again towards the end of this year.
Can you give us an idea of what this celebration is like, what it looks like, what it sounds like, and so on?
At the Occidental Center for the Arts? They set it up a cafe style, so they have tables on the floor, so it's very festive. They have usually they have some champagne and wine and refreshments, and you have the music from France playing.
Do you have any, what can I say, favorite French musical names, ones that you may look at as kind of inspirations?
In La Guinguette, a lot of our music comes from Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel and Barbara. The very classic, it's the kind of the classic, when you think of French cafe music, that's really what we strive for. We do have kind of a sound from the mid-20th century, say mid-1900s, yes.
Well, there's just one Bastille Day a year.
There is.
What do you do for fun the rest of the time?
We play French music the rest of the year as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's parties just, for?
We do concerts, and we do house concerts, sometimes little clubs. Private events, yeah.
Are there musicians, current musicians today now? Of course, Edith Piaf and Jacques Brel are people who, they're immortals.
Yes.
But unfortunately, they're gone, too.
Right, so they are.
What about current French musicians?
Yeah, there's a woman by the name of Zaz. She just goes by the name Z-A-Z. And she does contemporary, but she also does a lot of the more traditional what we'd call traditional French music, like Edith Piaf in that style. And she's probably one of the top performers right now.
Have you ever gone to France to play?
I haven't, not myself.
No, you must go.
No, the closest I got was the Basque Country in Spain, so I was pretty close to the border.
That's pretty close. Yeah. Is this music your main musical love?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's, like I said, I play in three groups, and they're all French music groups.
And never take time off to play?
I really did like the Irish music, but I really haven't played that for about 20 years now. I've been into the French
music. But
that's
what you learned originally.
Yeah, well, I originally went to an accordion studio and learned the accordion studio repertoire. But as an adult then, that's when I started playing the traditional Irish music. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Robert, for coming in. Let's tell people that this is Bastille Day celebration, Saturday, July 14th at 8 p.m. with two groups playing French music, Un Du Trois and La Guinguette. Ah, they sound great. For information and tickets, you can get tickets on Brown Paper Tickets. You can get them at the door at the gallery, or you can get them in person at the gallery on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before the show, 11 to 4. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.